This is the closing market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Closing markets are brought to you by Beck's. Since 1937, Beck's has stood up for the things that matter most: faith, independence, and helping farmers succeed. On the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group, wrapping up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, how are the grain and livestock markets looking following the election results?
Yeah, it's a roller coaster day, a lot of volatility. Markets were sharply lower. At one time, the beans were down, looks like 20 cents, and now they're unchanged. They were at one time four or five higher. They rallied 25 cents off the lows. Corn at one time was down about a nickel. Now it's up seven. So I think what happened, even though it's Trump getting in and he's been talking about tariffs and all, the market overreacted initially to that, to the his win last night, or this morning it was finally finalized with Wisconsin. And the market overreacted on the downside because the tariffs won't go into effect for 6 or 7 months. I mean, it'll be a while. It's not going to be tomorrow. So if he puts them on, we don't know what the extent it's going to be, but it's going to be 6 to 7 months down the road before they happen. So the market recovered, you know, Cincinnati recovered with strong rallies off the lows, 25 cents up in the from the lows in beans. Corn rallied about 12 cents, and the wheat market rallied off the lows about 15.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
At Beck's, we stand up for the things that matter most: our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Beck's, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit beckshybrids.com.
December corn up 7 3/4 at $4.26 1/4. January soybeans up 2 even at $10.03 3/4. December soybean meal down $1.10 at $2.98.40. Soybean oil up $1.35 at $46.34. On the Merc, December live cattle up 62 cents at $185.40. November feeders up $1.55 at $247.70. Lean hogs up $1 even at $82.12. Those are your closing markets here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith reporting.